This is Chuck Brown from ProfessionalVoiceTalent.com.
Professional voice talent? What the heck is that?
And you're listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
With your host, Mark Mason.
Episode 56.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You're listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, building internet businesses one night at a time. And now, here's your host, Mark Mason.
Hello, Los Angeles. How is everybody doing? So, a lot of you know, if you follow me on Facebook, I am on my way to Malaysia, particularly Kuala Lumpur and Malacca. Excited about that because I'm actually going to get to have a beer with a listener in Kuala Lumpur. Now, this is something that only podcasting can do for you. That's just amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm trapped in LA because actually I travel a lot and I have a lot of really good luck when I travel. But last night I had a situation where my aircraft had a malfunction. And rather than fly the broken aircraft, American Airlines made the really intelligent decision to give us a new plane. I appreciate them for that because the whole flying the broken aircraft and crashing into the middle of Nevada somewhere didn't sound good to me. So I took the other option of being late to Los Angeles and missing my connection to Hong Kong. That put me up at the Crown Plaza Hotel in LAX, courtesy of American Airlines. Thank you very much, American. And I'm in my hotel room because I'm trapped here until I can catch my outbound flight to Hong Kong. So I thought, how to make lemonade out of this lemon? And of course, the answer is you guys record a podcast. And one of the things that I wanted to cover right out of the gate was the fact that this may be the very last episode that you hear the much beloved late night internet marketing theme song at the beginning of the show, because I got some feedback and I want to run it by you guys. What I'd like to do is share with you some constructive criticism that I got from a listener and see what you think, because it occurred to me that, I mean, I've known this for a long time, that this show, it's about listeners. If there are no listeners, the show is meaningless. And so, as you guys know, I've always tried to be listener focused. I've tried to give a focus on content that I think people want to hear. And my philosophies for the show lead me to end up with a certain kind of show. And so the question is that the kind of show that you guys want to hear? So here's the feedback, and then we'll talk about it, and you guys can tell me what you think. The feedback comes from a guy named Jack in my at the help desk. So he submitted it privately, which was really nice. And he says the following. He says, I'm right along with Pat Flynn and hope you are too regarding constructive criticism. And I would hope along that lines that people do the same with me if they have some criticism for me. Just an FYI, your intro is way too long. You lost me at 20 seconds. I didn't even listen to your conversation with Pat Flynn. It sounded somewhat negative and brought out a negative side of Pat. Way too much fluff. Get to the point of your conversation already. Bad Bill Clinton impersonation too. I can appreciate you wanting to keep things interesting, but I'm here for information. Great website though. Looks professional. Please don't take this the wrong way. Just critiquing. Good luck with your site. Wish you all the best. Jack. So that's from Jack. And so the first thing, you know, there's a couple of things here, right? So one is, thanks, Jack. I mean, I really do mean that. You might, as you create your online business, you will encounter people who don't completely agree with something that you've said or the way you're doing things or the way you've presented information or a position that you've taken on something that's important to you. And that's okay. You cannot please everybody all the time. And if you try to please everybody all the time, you will surely fail. You need to know what you're about and you need to take a position. That's what makes you unique in the marketplace. So if you're an affiliate promoting a product, you should have an opinion about that product. And guess what? If you're promoting Canon cameras, there are going to be Nikon guys out there who think Canon cameras are absolutely terrible. I can tell you because I'm a Canon camera guy and I get in debates with Nikon guys all the time. So it doesn't matter what it is that you think and whether or not you're correct or wrong or an idiot, because there will be somebody out there who has completely the opposite position and they're going to come talk to you. They're going to find you. And if you're not in the right frame of mind when they find you, that might really bug you. So you need to be in the frame of mind to understand that you cannot please everybody all the time. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two is, to my way of thinking, it is always better to take the high road when replying to and processing these kind of comments and to look past whatever the communication method is and try and see if there's real information in there. Now, Jack does a really good job of sending in a nice, polite comment. He doesn't mince any words. It's not a fluffy comment. You can tell he doesn't like fluff, and there's no fluff in his comment, right? I mean, this guy is practicing what he preaches with regard to that. And I think if you were sensitive and not thick-skinned, it might be pretty easy to take that comment and get offended and fire back an angry message to Jack and get on the podcast and rant. But in my experience, that's always the wrong answer. The right answer is always to not shoot the messenger, not pay so much attention to the way the comment is delivered, but to dig in there and kind of put yourself in Jack's shoes and try and figure out what it is in there that's useful. So Jack makes a couple of points, and I think these are interesting points. The first thing he wants to talk about is the length of the introduction. And there are two things usually that happen in my introduction. One is I play what is now a cut-down version of the theme song. Now, Jack doesn't know this, but when I first got the theme song, it's a little over a minute long, and some of you will remember I used to play the whole thing. And I got some feedback that it was too long, and I cut it down, and now it's the current version of the theme song that you just heard about 5 minutes ago. I get an enormous amount of positive feedback about that theme song. In fact, that's the thing that people remember about the show. I'm not sure that's a good thing, but that's what, you know, when people talk to me, they're like, oh, you're the guy with the theme song. I love the song. I sing the song. I hum the song all day long. And, you know, that's important to me. That branding is important to me, so I've left it at the front of the show. I do recognize that it takes an extra 30 seconds rather to get the show going when I do that. And I know that there are people like Jack that wish that that was even shorter. So that's the first thing I'd like you to ask you to do. I'd like you to go to latenightinternetmarketing.com, latenightim.com/056. That's the show notes for this episode. Again, latenightim.com/056. And leave me a comment and let me know, would you like to see the beginning of the show be shorter, or are you kind of okay with the way it is? The other thing I think Jack is referencing is usually I start off the show with what's been going on, like I did this show. Hey, you guys, I'm on my way to Kuala Lumpur, blah, 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 blah. That is also not done accidentally. That is very purposeful, because one of my marketing strategies for the show, one of the things that makes me tick, and one of the things that I'm trying to accomplish with the show is to be relatable. I think there's a lot of places you can go on the internet to get the top 10 list for this or that or this procedure or that procedure, but I think the things that I really like, the podcast that I really like, and I think the reason for the podcasting medium, the big lever, the big advantage that you get from podcasting is relatability. I mean, after all, I don't know how you guys feel about me, but the podcast that I usually listen to, I feel like I know those people. And I can tell you, when I've had one-on-one conversations with listeners, those people, we enter into conversations and it's like I've known them for years and they know stuff about my family and, you know, it's just crazy because they integrate up all this information that's sprinkled across all these episodes. And I really value that. So the question for you at latenightim.com/056 is, what about you? Do you think that we should do away with the theme song or maybe completely move it just to the end of the show? And because I can tell you I'm not going to do away completely with the theme song. Sorry, Jack. Do you want me to cut down on, you know, the fluff, the useless banter and repartee? Or do you kind of like the show the way it is? I'll tell you, the numbers sort of suggest that people kind of like the show the way it is, but who knows? Maybe if I had a very structured, very organized, quick and to the point, heavy tip, heavy kind of podcast that really quickly got into meaty stuff, that that there would be, you know, 10 times the number of listeners. I don't know. The challenge is that's not really who I am and what I want for the show. So that's something I have to recognize and reconcile as well. But I'm interested to hear what you think. So go to latenightim.com/056. So here's the other thing Jack points out, and I think this is also really interesting. He says that he didn't like the Bill Clinton impersonation. He thought it was cheesy, and that's on purpose too. Now, yes, I would like a better Bill Clinton impersonator. That's a Fiverr gig, and the guy's sort of mediocre, but it made me laugh, and I hope it makes you laugh too. If you don't remember that, all of this stuff about Pat Flynn and Bill Clinton is in episode 050. But, you know, the show is lighthearted and makes people smile, and I get that feedback too, is that, you know, hey, you're a funny guy, and we like that, because again, it's possible to have a real dry show that drones on and on about SEO strategies and all this other kind of stuff. And we need to cover that, and we do. But I also want to make it enjoyable and entertain as well as educate on this show. As my friend Cliff Ravenscraft always talks about, he doesn't just think that it's his job to educate people. He wants to entertain and inspire them as well. And that's what I want to do too. And so that's the reason for the yuck. So if you you don't like the comedy that's occasionally sprinkled in the podcast, let me know. I'd love to hear what you think about that as well over on the show notes. And then finally, he has a specific comment on episode 50, and it goes to this relatability thing because the interview with Pat Flynn is not super meaty. I'm not revealing the 17 secrets that Pat has used to get where he is or the latest tips and tricks. It's more of a, hey, this is episode 50 and we're hanging out reminiscing about what's going on. That's what I intended for that episode. And, you know, that was just special for episode 50. So I don't apologize for that at all. But if you've got the time and the inclination, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this issue about whether or not you want the show to be more content heavy. Do you like it kind of the way it is? Do you want me to get into the show more quickly? I know I've gotten that feedback before. Are you okay with a little theme song at the beginning? Tell me what you think about what Jack had to say. And once again, I want to say to Jack, thank you very much. I appreciate the feedback. And I hope this also provides an example for you about how I think you should handle listener or customer feedback in your own business. Okay, well, that gets me to an interesting update about the Corn Sheller site. I got some feedback from a listener about trying AdSense, and I want to update you on Amazon and some other stuff. But when the mood struck me to record that, I was in my car. So I want to apologize for the audio content. But since we already have crummy hotel room audio content, I guess adding in a little crummy automobile content won't be that big a stretch. So here we go. It's Mark driving down the highway in Dallas.
Hey guys, it's me. I am in the car and I apologize for the background noise. Life's a little crazy around my house right now. I'm packing up for an extended trip to Asia. Won't be too long actually, but whenever I'm on the road and getting ready to travel, it really jams up my schedule because there's a lot of things that need to be done around the house and a lot of things that need to be done at work. On this trip, I'm headed to Malaysia, which is exciting. I've been to Singapore quite a few times, which is next door to Malaysia, but I've never actually been to Malaysia, so I'm really excited about that. I'll be heading to Kuala Lumpur and Malacca, and I'll be working on internet marketing some while I'm on the road, but before I get on the airplane, I wanted to give you guys an update on the Corn Sheller site. A couple of interesting things have happened. You know, the Corn Sheller site continues to generate income passively, which is interesting. Now, you'll recall when I set this site up, I didn't target keywords that would translate into a site with large income like I normally would. The keywords were given to me as a challenge, and I went ahead and built the site as a test. And lo and behold, the site has generated as much as $50 a month, and right now it's generating something on the order of 30-something dollars a month. Usually generates between $25 and $50 a month, and all of that income has been through eBay auctions. I'm funneling traffic into eBay and getting payments from the eBay affiliate program. And those clicks that I'm sending to eBay are worth something on the order of a nickel a click, which is really horrible. So I've been trying two different experiments. One experiment was I found a product, a single product on Amazon that is related to Corn Shellers. And so I added a page on the site to describe that product and promote it over in Amazon. And that product is called an Easy Creamer. It's a corn creamer. It's a gadget that you buy. Shocking to me that even such a thing existed in Amazon. But that's one of the cool things about affiliate marketing. Even when you have a site as bizarre as cornsheller.net, you can often find something to promote. So I've created content. That content is already on the first page of Google, and I've started to see a few clicks over into Amazon, but nothing very exciting yet. But I will update you on that as that occurs. So that's one additional revenue stream that I wanted to demonstrate for you. And if you go over to the cornsheller.net site, you can see the Easy Creamer page. The other thing that I've done is I had a reader, and gosh, I wish I could remember who suggested this, said, hey, why haven't you tried AdSense on this site? And the answer was that a couple of years ago, my account was banned from AdSense. I've talked about that on the show before. I've been able to work around that. And I have AdSense on the site now, on the homepage as a test. And when I did the research in AdSense, and this is one of the things I want to tell you about so that you could know about this, it showed that there were the Corn Sheller keyword cost per click was on the order of a quarter to 50 cents. And that there was some keyword competition for that ad. Now, as we've talked in the past, keyword competition means there are advertisers bidding for that ad. So I went ahead, set up AdSense on the homepage. You can see that. Please do not click on the ad on the homepage. That will get me banned from AdSense again. And what I found was, there are ads related to Corn Shellers in the AdSense program, but none of those advertisers are bidding on the content side of the network. So for those of you that are not familiar with AdSense, there's two parts to AdSense. There are the ads that you place in search or that get placed in search through AdWords, and then you can also, in AdWords, when you create a, if you're an advertiser and you create an AdWords campaign, you can also create an ad for the content network. Now, the content network is exactly what it sounds like. It's guys like me who have a blog, who put ads on their blogs, and those are AdSense ads. And when you hear about people making money on the internet from AdSense, they're advertising in the content network side of Google's ad program. The thing is, when you buy an ad in AdWords, you can specify whether you want the ad to show up on the search side and, or on the content network side. And there are some things that are true about these two different parts of the program. One is that it is generally true, although it's not always true, it's generally true that the quality of traffic that you get on the search side is higher and more targeted than the quality of traffic you get on the content side. After all, if you place an ad when someone is searching, i.e. they're looking for something, and you place an ad that has to do with what they are already just said they were looking for, then chances are you're going to have a good market-to-message match for that particular customer. On the other hand, if your customer happens to be browsing a website for whatever reason, and they see an ad that may or may not be well targeted to the content of the page that they're on, that person may or may not be interested in what you're offering in the ad, but they might click on it anyway. So generally speaking, you can say that the quality of the traffic coming from the search side of the AdWords program is more targeted and higher quality than the content network. And as a result of that, ads on the search side generally, but not always, cost more than ads on the content side of the network. And by the way, advertisers can even specify the exact URLs that they want to place their ads on. So maybe you want your ads on some blogs on the content network, but not all of them because you're not interested in getting your ads on, you know, spam blogs and other places that you might find them in that part of the network. So the point of all this is, with regard to corn shellers, while there are ads in the AdSense network for corn shellers, there's no one advertising on the content side of the network. So there are no corn sheller related ads. And right now, last couple of times I've checked the cornsheller.net site, what I've seen are completely unrelated ads. Lately, an ad regarding learning how to sing, which has absolutely nothing to do with corn shellers. Even so, it turns out that ad has an enormous cost per click, and you know, of something on the order of 50 cents or a dollar. And so the site has generated 4 or 5 clicks off of that ad, and that's resulted in some AdSense income. But the bottom line is, I intend to take that down. That's not a good match. Several hundred impressions, only having a few clicks, that's a terrible click-through rate. And so that will be coming down. So no AdSense for the corn sheller site, but I did want to give you that update and let you know what was going on there. And I hope that's a helpful little tutorial there for you. Gives you a little peek into how the AdSense program works.
The last thing I want to talk to you about is some listener feedback that I got via SpeakPipe, the SpeakPipe hotline at latenightim.com/feedback from listener Sean. Sean is local here in the Dallas area, and he's got a lot of online projects, one of which is a really cool site called TexasMountainBikeTrails.com. If you go there right now, he's got a funny article, and one of the sentences in the article is, I'm kind of a sweaty guy. He's reviewing a sweatband there. He's a really neat guy. He comes to the meetups, the late night internet marketing meetups, and I've known him for a while now. And I saw him on Facebook saying, man, I'm just kind of down in the dumps and, you know, kind of feeling kind of bummed out about my internet business. And then I get this feedback voicemail from him that I'm going to play for you now.
Hey, Mark, this is your buddy Sean McAfee with TexasMountainBikeTrails.com. I wanted to send you this little message, or I guess ask this question, on the Speak Pipeline, because I think that it can relate to everybody who is starting their own business or is, you know, trying to get started in this. Kind of some background on me. I've been running the Texas Mountain Bike Trails website for 2 years. It helped to fundamentally kind of build a lot of information for me that I used to then branch off on my own venture, where I teach real estate agents and also manage their online presences for them, for real estate agents. But I had a last night and then today especially, I've really kind of been in this this funk. And if you want to cue that awesome, you know, funk music that you had whenever you talked about your funk, you can. But I've had this funk for the past 2 days, and you know, it's a different kind of funk, because it's not that I don't feel motivated to do it. I'm still motivated to do it. But this funk for me is all about, I feel like I'm not adding value. And, you know, I've always done my best to add as much value as I can for both my readers, my viewers on the YouTube channel, and everybody else. And so it's really hard for me to deal with, you know, this feeling that I'm not adding any value to the people who are paying attention, and that people aren't paying attention. So maybe you've got some advice for that. I thought this would be something cool that, you know, all of the people who are new to the industry, and also those of us who've been doing it for a while, like myself, who are going through a problem like this and just feel like they're not adding value. What kind of advice do you have for us? What do you have? What would you do in this situation? So thanks so much for all you do, Mark. Really enjoyed the meetup we had at, the Londoner Pub not too long ago. And can't wait until the next one, and keep up all the great work on latenightim.com and on the podcast. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
So I think there's a lot of ways to deal with the blues. When you're a solopreneur running an online business, this is going to happen to you. Even if you're the happiest person in the world, you're going to get discouraged and things are going to not feel like they're going your way. By the way, there will be other days when it feels like you're setting the whole world on fire. So know that those days are coming as well. But I totally relate to what Sean has to say in this voicemail. I've felt this way many times about the podcast. I've felt this way about the blog. I've felt this way about different projects that I've been working on, both in my online life and in my business, in my day job. You know, it's just one of those, I think it's part of the human condition to feel this way about things and to have this uncertainty. When it comes to funks in general, you know, I think I covered this pretty well in back a couple of episodes ago in episode 41 and 42, where I talk about my own funk and how I have gotten in the past into the habit of watching TV instead of working on my business and how to get out of that. And I talk about the different things that you can do to get out of those funks, and all of them involve exercise and mindset and all these things. And those are all covered in episode 42. And I encourage you to go back and listen to that if you're looking for that kind of information. But, you know, the other thing that struck me here is I went and I had lunch with Sean. And we kind of talked over this a little bit about what's going on in his internet business that he has with Texas Mountain Bike Trails, and his internet business that he has related to local SEO. He does some local SEO work here in the Dallas area, and it's a new startup for him. And, you know, he's kind of working through all those issues. And we started talking about all the things that he is working on. And one of the things that we talked about, and actually by the time we had got around to having lunch, his his sort of funk had passed and he was ready to tear up the world again. But we got to talking about the stuff that he's working on locally in the Dallas area related to his Texas Mountain Bike Trails blog and the passion that he has around that. And I was just struck by how comical it was for this guy who's accomplishing all this stuff. He's got a business with clients. He's got this great blog on mountain biking. He's got he's doing things in the Dallas area that are related to the blog, where he's reaching out to other racers and creating new races in the Dallas area and all this stuff. I mean, the guy's setting the world on fire. And the idea that this guy, who I'm sitting across the table from this guy going, wow, how's this guy getting all this stuff done? That this guy would ever imagine that he was not adding value. I mean, you go look at his content at texasmountainbiketrails.com. It's a great blog. He's got engagement there. He's got engagement on Facebook. So I think one of the other key things that I didn't, you know, that I didn't mention in episode 42 that I think Sean reminded me of is sometimes you need perspective. I think one of the key things that's important to understand is it might be true if you're not feeling great about what you're doing that you need a second opinion. And so I think this is where it's really important that you surround yourself with like-minded individuals that you can reach out to and say things like, hey, does this make sense? Am I moving in the right direction? Is this awesome or terrible? You know, what do you think? Because I tell you, one of the things that we do in some of the masterminds, I'm in two mastermind groups right now. One's a private, very private mastermind group with people that you've heard of. And then I have a larger mastermind group that I'm a part of over at podcastmastermind.com. And in both of those, in those mastermind calls, one of the things that we do in those calls is talk about the win of the week. Everyone has to say kind of what's happened to them this week that was really good. What'd they do this week that they feel good about? And all those are always so inspiring. And being around those like-minded people, you know, creates these ideas. It creates positive momentum. It gives you an opportunity to get feedback from people about sometimes even just the very small wins that you might have had in the last few days. And so my advice to Sean and to people like Sean is that you need some other people's perspective on the value that you're delivering in these cases. Because, you know, when I look at a guy like Sean, he's delivering value. So if there's a day when he doesn't see that, that's a day when he needs to get some feedback from someone else who's got an objective view that can see what's going on and help him remember all the great things that are going on in his business. So that's my advice for you. Seek like-minded people and get their feedback. That will help you be successful in your business. Okay, that wraps this show up. I'm on the road. My next communication to you will be from the beautiful city of Malacca, Malaysia, and I will be talking about keyword research. I really owed you that for this episode, but the way things worked out, I wasn't quite finished outlining that show. That's going to be maybe a show that Jack would like a little better. That's going to be a highly organized thing with lots of points to go through about my views on exactly the right way and why to do keyword research. So we'll be doing that the next episode. But this episode, I just wanted to hit these things that I thought would be helpful to you. They were on my mind, and I hope you've enjoyed that, and I will be in touch with you as soon as I get on the other side of the world. Peace out.
Well, by now you know as well as I do that the sound of that music means that it's time to bring yet another episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast to a close. I hope you found something valuable inside this episode that you can apply in your own internet business. I really do believe that you can get everything you want in life by getting other people what they want. And I hope I got you a little something that you want in this episode. Let me know how your business is going. Stop by the Facebook fan page and just say hello. Now go make some progress on your internet business. If you do a little of that every day, after a while, you're going to love the results.
Thank you for listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. This show rocks because of listeners just like you. And we really hope you enjoy this episode. We want to hear from you. Stop by latenightim.com/feedback and leave a comment, ask a question, record a message, or leave a review on iTunes. Mark does his very best to respond to each and every listener personally. Just let us know how we can help. Until next week, and have an absolutely fantastic day.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. Keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
So I have a tip for you. This is just for you people who stayed after all the junk at the end of the show for the after show banter and repartee. Jack, I know that's probably not you. Yesterday when I was in the airport, I noticed something. I see this all the time, and I think this is something that bears repeating. I've got a $7,000 round trip airfare ticket to Malaysia. I have meetings scheduled for Monday. I have cars arranged to get me back and forth from the Kuala Lumpur airport up into Malacca, back and forth to the hotel. I have a hotel arranged, and I have a full meeting agenda arranged on Monday. None of that is going to work out. I am going to have to rearrange all of that from here in the hotel room in LA today. And I'm going to have, you know, it's the weekend, so it's going to be hard to deal with all, you won't be able to reach everybody. There's all kinds of mess associated with that. On top of that, we sat on the tarmac for 2 hours. We taxied around and the airplane was broken and we came back and there was, you know, it was just a mess. And then we had to wait for the next plane and the gate agent couldn't get the ticketing to work right. And my upgrade didn't come through, so I had to sit and coach on this leg to LAX. And I mean, it was just a no good, horrible, very bad day, right? There were two kinds of people in the airport. There were people that were angry with the gate agents and upset and frustrated and taking it out on these poor people who work at American Airlines that had nothing to do with this aircraft malfunction. And there were guys like me who were really thankful that American didn't fly the broken plane. Happy that, you know, life was going on and everything was good, and recognize the fact that these people are just doing their job and they're doing the very best they can given the hand that's dealt with them. And I want to be that latter kind of person all the time. I don't ever want to be the angry, frustrated guy who's stomping around in the airport upset because his travel got messed up. Yeah, it stinks, but I cannot see even one small good thing that ever comes from that. And I think that's part of this taking the high road in life kind of mentality. I cannot imagine why you would choose to be angry and pissed off about something that is completely outside of your control. And so, you know, there's this, I think it's Alcoholics Anonymous, slightly biblical verse that talks about, you know, give me the wisdom to control things that I can and do the right thing and all that, and the serenity to realize that there's some things that are outside of my control that I can't do anything about. That's great advice, folks. Focus on the stuff that you can do. Be happy about it. capture your opportunities, keep a positive outlook, and keep on trucking, because all that negative energy and stomping around the airport, that's not doing anybody any good. Ciao.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.